Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dean Jorositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigang Lepo Psenim about quiet meditation. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Lepo Psenim, 12082, July 8, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. For many thousands of years, practitioners have saved themselves, allowing them to understand others. So, automatically, the mind of compassion appears and we offer to others without any condition. That virtue allows us to become prosperous and have a comfortable life. This important practice is actually meditation. Sukamuni Buddha was likewise always meditating in the quietude, so he was able to emerge from the conditions of whatever appeared from outside. Whether it was the sound he heard or all he saw, when we have the opportunity to meditate, we can see ourselves. Thus, quiet meditation is most precious. When people initially meditate, the mind undulates and is not at ease. The legs can even become sore, and we may want to quickly quit meditating. At the same time, when we are attached to something, that thinking appears first, which makes our minds even more stressed. Becoming restless, we want to get up from the meditation cushion. However, as time goes by, wherever we sit, we become used to it and we are no longer in any discomfort. At the same time, we get used to it and the undulating mind becomes quiet. We can then observe the thoughts that appear and realize that we have wasted much time in our lives. Until now, we also begin to notice how deeply immersed we were in our own ignorance. As we realize this, time goes by and one thought after another automatically changes. Therefore, all past and future thinking can be eliminated. Our minds become calm in the present moment and we can see what we want and wish to possess. At the same time, we can make ourselves wiser. In that present moment, we comprehend our own duties and tasks clearly, as well as what we were or were not supposed to do. So our minds become comfortable and, in that mind, wisdom appears spontaneously, making life much simpler. Our mind space becomes much larger, and so our attachments diminish. Simultaneously, the mind of understanding others becomes much more vast. So our discrimination and distinction world is relaxed and even ignorance is put to rest. Thus, the frowning face becomes a serene countenance. Many people then wish to be close to us without us even having to smile. Our warm and friendly expression makes others comfortable anyway. From that time on, everyone respects and trusts us. Therefore, meditation saves us and others. Nowadays, many people meditate, as reported by the media. At the same time, meditation is an important practice to find our emancipation. Sukamuni Buddha saved himself through meditation as well, reaching the ultimate great enlightenment. We are alone when we meditate. That countenance is very beautiful. That quiet countenance allows us to adorn ourselves with true beauty. Thank you very much. Jigwang Lepo Psenim. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Xiguang Le Popsonim. I wish you a wonderful week with much meditation, quiet meditation. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.